Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am Anuja Kumar with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-nation visit to Japan and China this evening. India's ambassador to US, Vinay Mohan Quatra, inaugurates new chancery premises of Consulate General of India in Seattle. Two children killed and 17 injured in an attack on Catholic Church in Minneapolis, US. Israel asks residents of Gaza City and the northern Gaza Strip to evacuate southward. And Union Cabinet approves submission of bid for 2030 Commonwealth Games. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Japan this evening to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defence and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchange. They will also discuss issues of regional and global importance. The visit will reaffirm the long-standing special bond of friendship between the two countries. Indian Ambassador to Japan, C.B. George, told Akashwani News that Prime Minister's visit to Japan will open fresh avenues of cooperation between the two countries. He said the high-level engagement will drive the agenda of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. A report.
Ambassador of India to Japan, C.B. George, said that special strategic and global partnership is very important and India-Japan have no history of conflict. He said that both countries' relationship has bilateral and plural both aspects in it.
Very few countries have a relationship, we call it special, but we call it between India and Japan, it is special. It is a partnership, it is strategic and also it is global. It has both bilateral and plurilateral aspect in it. When you look at the bilateral, we have seen a complete transformation in the relationship in the last 10 years.
Ambassador of India to Japan highlighted that India is in the middle of Amrit Kal journey and this journey is to make India a developed country. He said that Japan has been working with India to make country a manufacturing hub.
Japan has always been a partner for India in its manufacturing sector, automobile sector. It got transformed with the arrival of Japanese companies some 40 years back, the Suzuki company, and now it has been transformed. This is an area where Japan is working with India to contribute to its becoming a manufacturing hub.
In India's Amrit Kal journey, Japan will continue to be a major reliable partner. Just like automobile sector, there are other manufacturing sectors seeing progress. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Tokyo.
In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister will travel to China from 31st of August to 1st September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with several leaders attending the summit. India has been a member of SCO since 2017. It held the presidency of the Council of Heads of State of SCO during 2022-23. The new Chancery premises of the Consulate General of India in Seattle has been officially inaugurated by India's Ambassador to the United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra. The ceremony held yesterday was attended by Washington State Governor Bob Ferguson, U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell, and Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell. The Seattle Consulate, which is India's sixth in the U.S., began operations from a temporary location in November 2023 and commenced full consular services in July 2024. Since then, it has served nearly 23,722 applicants across nine states, including Washington, Oregon, Alaska, and Idaho. Governor Ferguson hailed the consulate's opening as a milestone in strengthening India-US ties in the Pacific Northwest. The event concluded with Ambassador Quatra's interaction with members of the Indian American community. Argentina has relaxed its entry rules for Indian citizens, allowing those with a valid US tourist visa to travel without needing to apply separately for an Argentine visa. Welcoming the decision, Ambassador of Argentina to India, Mariano Cosino, in a social media post stated that the resolution published in the official gazette allows Indian citizens with tourist visas to enter Argentina without needing to apply for an Argentine visa. He said that this is a wonderful news for both the nations. He added that Argentina is ready to welcome more Indian tourists into the country. In the US, two children were killed and 17 injured in an attack on a Catholic church in Minneapolis yesterday. Police said the shooter fired through chapel windows during a student mass before taking his own life. Of the 17 injured, 14 are children. The shooter has been identified as a 23-year-old Robin Westman, who was armed with a rifle, shotgun, and a pistol. FBI and other federal agencies quickly sprang into action, joining local police to investigate the shooting. Minneapolis has been inundated with violence, and the church shooting was the fourth since Tuesday, in which at least 5 people were killed and 25 were injured. U.S. President Donald Trump has directed that all American flags be flown at half-mast at the White House and across all public buildings until sunset on the 31st of August as a mark of respect for the victims of the mass shooting. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Israel has asked residents of Gaza City and the northern Gaza Strip to evacuate southward as the Israel Defense Forces, or IDF, prepare to enter a new phase of military operations in the area. The IDF Arabic language spokesperson, Avichai Adrai, posted on social media platform Twitter on Wednesday that leaving Gaza City is now inevitable and urged civilians to relocate to the south. He said they would receive substantial humanitarian aid currently being arranged. He added in a subsequent message that the rumors about overcrowding in the south are false and there are vast empty areas available in the southern strip, including in central camps and Al-Mawasi. U.S. President Donald Trump held a high-profile cabinet meeting in the White House a day after intensifying his criticism of the Federal Reserve. The meeting that lasted nearly 3.5 hours was open to media. During the publicly broadcast portion, Trump accused Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook of not being above board. On the other hand, Cook said, President Trump has no legal authority to remove her from the independent central bank. Her attorney has confirmed they will file a lawsuit to challenge what they call an illegal action. Meanwhile, President Trump took to social media through the night and announced his intention to immediately fire Cook of allegations of mortgage fraud. And now news from the world of sports.
The Union Cabinet has approved India's bid to host the Commonwealth Games 2030 in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. The Narendra Modi Stadium, having successfully hosted the 2023 Cricket World Cup Final, will be a key venue. The games are expected to boost tourism, create employment across multiple sectors, and inspire widespread sporting participation nationwide. In badminton, India made a strong showing at the BWF World Championship 2025 in Paris. Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the round of 16 after defeating Chinese Taipei Liu and Yang. PV Sindhu overcame a tough challenge from Malaysia's Letsana, while Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto cruised past their Irish opponents. HS Pranoy and the mixed pair Rohan Kapoor and Rutvika Shivani Kadde are set to play today. In the Under-17 Women's SAFF Championship in Thimphu, India continued their dominance, defeating hosts Bhutan 5-0. Anushka Kumari starred again with 2 goals and an assist, taking India's goal tally to 22 without conceding any goal. And at the US Open Tennis Tournament, Novak Djokovic defeated American Zachary Swaida in straight sets. In women's singles, Naomi Osaka and Mira Andreeva also progressed with straight set victories. With Mayur Jain, Jigyasa Pandey, Sports Desk.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-nation visit to Japan and China this evening. India's ambassador to US, Vinay Mohan Quatra, inaugurates new Chancery premises of Consulate General of India in Seattle. 2 children killed and 17 injured in attack on Catholic Church in Minneapolis, U.S. Israel asks residents of Gaza City and the northern Gaza Strip to evacuate southward. And Union Cabinet approves submission of bid for 2030 Commonwealth Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.